Okay, well, I didn't copy all that. You are starting to drop out of this one a bit, yeah. It gets even better usually in the fall time, which we're getting close to. You get a lot of this tropospheric ducting, right? So that's kind of what's been going on. You're kind of under high pressure a little bit, and get the cooler nights, the warmer days, and you start getting that ducting. Anyways, all right, very good. Well, you're a little noisy that time around. You were dropping out a couple times, so we didn't get 100% of that. So.
Okay, here's back on the other one, but the grumbling noise. Yeah, I've got a ham antenna that also has a great match up here, so that's what you're hearing.
Okay, yeah, well, you're doing a good job, and I've been a ham for a long time, and I used to work a lot of VHF, UHF weak signal work, terrestrial stuff, so I know all about the ducting. I've worked many modes of communications on those bands, all the way from 50 megahertz on up to 1.2 gigahertz, and I worked a lot of E-skip on 2 meters, 150 megahertz, and then a lot of troposphere ducting, meteor scatter, et cetera, aurora. So pretty much done it all on those bands for about 20 years.
And I got my call sign in 78 and my general in 1980. So the last three letters are PIC, Papa, India, Charlie. And been having fun ever since. So yeah, I know. I got the GMRS back in December, and I've been having fun with it.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, it's kind of handy for the guys with our hams. You can talk to your friends a little further away. They got a pretty nice system, and I suppose you already know up here in Michigan it's linked between several repeaters throughout the state, so. Yeah, very good. All right, well, you have a good morning. I'm going to get out of here because I'm getting close to work, and Sam will talk to you later. You guys have a good one and try to stay cool here. WSHM 738, and I'll be listening out.